Okay. Okay, let me hit something for y'all. I say that's probably about cool. Let me hear you.
Can you hear us? Can you hear me now? What's the second time? A minute?
Okay. All right. You guys,
let me see what DJ. DJ is falling off.
You hear anything?
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
You hear?
Yeah. Only on the left side, not the right. It's my name, Dad.
Okay. You hear now? You hear both sides now?
Hold on, say it again.
Both sides, you
no,
hear?
This is Dad.
Okay. Because those headphones are dead. I didn't think they were. Sure. But you know what? You got some regular Apple headphones? I got some.
Okay. Oh, wait. No.
I got some. But you can hear how you sound.
Okay. Oh, now it clicked on. Oh, wait. It clicked on for 1 second. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Right here.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Good evening.
Wow.
Welcome.
This is interesting.
Wait. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Wait, this is my dream.
Like when you put those on, you look like you became more of yourself.
Instantly, precisely.
That's what's happening.
Instantly and precisely. Dream came true today, right now, in this moment.
You guys look amazing with the headphones.
Yeah.
Look like you guys do this.
We do. But never with microphones and headsets that we really wanted.
No.
We only drunk this. I mean, we did it for years nonstop. Chatter about the same topics every day and then the expansion of that. It's wild. This is what's going on right now.
People would not believe. Would not believe.
And
every day we are together, every day we speak, we interact, this is what we
don't
want to talk about.
People, we talk about this. We talk about expansion, we talk about growth, the inner state, taking care of your own energy, vibration, it's frequency.
You know what it is? We're empaths.
We're empaths, too.
We're artists.
We're creators.
Creators.
Deliberate creators.
We're coming straight
made
from the heart.
Made in the image.
Yes. The image of the mind. Have you guys seen The Image of the Mind by Bob Proctor? When he draws
yes.
it out?
Yes.
I mean,
that's
I was just watching
crazy.
That today.
He's so good.
Yeah. I love Bob. And he was in
I
Chicago.
Just said that today, that I read his thing and I said, listen to this man. He's given us some nuggets of wisdom, some habits that he's formed to manifest. But the stubborn side of me said, no, rebel. You're going to do it your own way. And then my higher self said, just listen to him. You know? That's the conversation I had with myself.
Totally. Like, could I learn any more than I already know? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And every time we listen.
We want the newness.
Every time we listen, we realize how much we don't know. How much more there is to know.
Yeah. Yes, like I listen to this stuff over and I've been listening to
me
it
too.
Since I was like 12 years old.
Over and over.
over and over. I swear to God. Over and over.
Me too.
I can't help it.
So how did you feel when you found out, first of all, how did you get into Abraham Hicks? And then how did you feel when you found out you got removed from The Secret?
Two things came to mind. First of all, I feel Abraham Hicks is an example of how to live the right way in the path. She's a guy.
Agreed.
Simple. And the second thing is, I feel about Abraham Hicks, when they cut her from The Secret, I felt that's the difference between culture and corporate.
Yeah.
You know, that was a corporation move. And that was the corporation being scared because she overshadowed the move that they wanted to do. It was a political angle. And she took over that angle unknowingly. She just became herself. But sometimes when you walk in the room, you light it up. And a lot of people had a sun, but it's not as bright as yours. And so it becomes like a candle. And I think the lady who came with The Secret, I think HUD became Rhonda Burns. It became a secret, a candle compared to Abraham Hicks' son. And that's what it was. It was two ladies that they tried to occupy one space. And it was only enough for her. And so they got rid of her for that. It's not because of her greatness.
And you know, Esther Hicks is actually just the woman that channels Abraham.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The actual one. Because she always says we. Yeah.
It's not her.
Right.
It's the energy working through her.
Yeah. Like, what's the other one with Thought? Is it Thought? You guys heard about that? It's I think it's the Emerald Tablet book. When people do the challenge. It's another lady who did the challenge back in the day.
Okay.
You guys gotta know about her too.
Okay.
She channels
not Seth.
Seth.
Oh yeah, one. Okay. So I don't know about Seth, but I know Abraham talks about Seth.
Yes. Yes. Like that's like 10 hours on YouTube. And I listened to that when I was asleep.
Yeah. Like, serious, I did too.
Yeah.
I do too, guys.
Yeah.
Fall right to sleep to it, and it's just like in that subconscious.
Yes, the subconscious.
Because it's truth. We recognize truth when we hear it. It's pure, unadulterated, fucking truth.
Like, this is... I'm going to tap in with you guys so I can hear which one I'm supposed to unplug. It's probably going to make yours go in and out a little bit. I'll get it back. You still good? You still hearing both ears?
No.
When I'm out? Okay. I'll get it back, family.
Sorry.
You hear it now? People are the hardest ones that's gonna change the world. Inner world into outer world. The power in me is greater than the power that's in the world. So here we are. This is crazy. Intellect operating the universe through love and compassion.
Thanks.
I owe you love. Let's do it. Okay. I wanna talk, man. Right now I'm just I'm just like blown away to be here with y'all.
Me too.
This is crazy.
This is insane.
It's crazy.
It's perfect.
It's like you need a moment just to be like, this is really happening. Mm-hmm.
This is a moment. Like this is dreams coming true tonight.
Oh my God.
Dreams are coming true tonight. this moment. This is beautiful.
Yeah. This is insane. And we just like, it just lined up like it did before. It's been a long time since we was like this. But I'm like thankful for all that, for it to just be right now.
Yep.
Like I don't even mind what, how I had to go. It had to do what it had to do. But here we are, so we here.
It's cool. So, it's like a puzzle, right?
Yeah.
You figure it out over time and then you look back and you're like, look at the puzzle. It's so cool.
Yeah, you can look back and you connect the dots.
Like,
man, this is crazy.
We're all back in the same frequency.
Yeah.
So whatever we've been doing between then and now,
yeah,
has been getting us right here. And now we're all,
we're ready.
Yeah.
We're ready.
Yeah.
We're ready to be ready to be ready. Yeah.
To be
ready.
We're ready.
Yeah.
We're
ready
to be
ready.
It's time, whatever we all want to do, we're going to help.
The name of your next album should be Ready to Be Ready.
Yeah, ready to be ready. Hashtag ready to be ready.
Buy me lunch. Buy me lunch.
I swear to God, I'm definitely going to do more than buy you lunch. I'm going to have to bring you everywhere I go. I can't go nowhere without you guys.
I'll be your intuitive
man.
Guide.
Yes. Yes.
Moment by moment. What are you doing over there? Get over here.
This sounds amazing.
You know, all we've been talking about leading up to this, not even knowing that this was coming.
Yeah.
Was all about enlarging our territory.
Yeah.
So not like in a power, ego,
no,
like driven way, in a like bless me indeed, let me be bigger, let my impact be greater, let me connect with the people on the level I want to be on the frequency that I'm on, that I want to live in, and expand me.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Yeah.
We've been talking about this for literally our entire lives.
Yeah.
Entire lives. We're like, this is not easy. These people do not have any clue how much practice in your everyday moment-to-moment life, dealing with everything, family, relationships, work, the things you want, the levels of energy you have, money, all these real human things that you need to do.
Yes.
It's a practice.
It's a practice.
Living in your authenticity.
Yes.
And then when you practice consistently, you start riding high more frequently.
Yeah.
Time slows down, satisfaction speeds up.
Yes.
We were just talking about this last night.
Yes.
Every night. Every conversation is
well, we might have to do this every night, right? The late night podcast.
Yeah.
Like.
Can we do it from our own homes but sync together?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. All we gotta do is be on the call.
I'll be on the call.
Yeah. We can still do this. Wherever the fuck we are. You got an iPhone, don't you?
Got me in.
Okay, we iPhoned out. Yeah, we good. FaceTime, we can do it. FaceTime with the audio and make it like, that's going to be crazy. Like, this shit going to be crazy, man. I want to do this all the time with you guys.
I know, this is so fun. This could be our life. We create our life.
Yeah.
We bring
every way it looks, let's
light it up.
Going.
And my podcast, to remind you, it's on iTunes, on every digital platform around the world. So this is going to be everywhere, all the time.
Wait, this right here?
Yes.
This is what we're saying right now?
Yes, everywhere.
Let's do it.
Like, so.
Let's go. We're ready.
Everybody can tune in. Like,
we're ready to be ready, baby.
Yes.
We've been ready.
Yes.
I don't even know how else to say it. We're ready. Let's talk.
Yeah.
Let's roll. What's the next topic?
Well, I'm going to say this. So when I was coming here today, I was supposed to, we were supposed to meet.
Yep.
And the number one thing I've been listening to, I wanted to hear Leverage by T.D. Jakes.
Oh, okay. He's my favorite.
Man.
That man is my favorite.
Man.
Ever.
I love TDJ. But I'm not like
wisdom.
The wisdom. That's
it's
what
the
it,
wisdom.
That's what it is.
And he channels so much energy. I'm like, oh my God. Oh, man. He's the best.
Yeah.
I quote him all the time to you. I say TD Jakes. TD Jakes.
I know that. I'm not familiar with him, but I want to know.
He'll say
shout out
he'll
to
say,
TD Jakes.
He'll say when Jesus sat at the table and he broke bread and about to tell his friends I'm about to die. It was for the breaking for the breakthrough. And that literally lifted me for 5 years.
Ooh.
Every time I was broken, I'd be like, the breakthrough's coming, because the breakthrough's
coming,
the breakthrough's coming, here comes the breakthrough.
Yeah.
The contrast.
It has to. Yeah. For me to expand, I gotta go through some pain. You have to, guys.
Yeah.
It's growth. It's just the way we handle it.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Embrace it. If you embrace, what comes your way, whether you like it or not, and you look at it and can separate yourself, like we always talk about, separating yourself and becoming the observer of what's happening.
Yes.
And saying, how can my highest self embrace this?
Get in that body.
What is it showing me? Yes. Is it showing me something I want? Or is it showing me something I don't?
Mm.
One or the other. It's always one or the other.
And when you let go
this way, or I want to go this way.
When you let go of the resistance, it's the same thing as having faith. No resistance is the same as having faith, so God can work within you because you have the faith.
Yes.
You trust. And if you have the trust in your darkest moment, and you just, I think that's why people that commit suicide or do a ton of drugs, they have no resistance anymore. It's like they surrender to it all and say, fuck it now.
Instead of surrendering to the fate, they surrender to the fear.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, we all got that choice. But we seem to choose a different
choice.
You know, we choose a different situation. Because I've seen that. I've been up and close with that. You know, I've been in relationships with, you know, with young ladies that was in those modes. You know, and that's what me being an empath,
it
made me even more like, oh, I gotta. But then
it
got to
a
point.
We're the same way. We're all the same. We're the same way. I've had tons of friends that have been in dark ass places.
And they call on us.
They call on, please.
Even if they're like your enemy, they will still call on you.
They know our hearts are genuine.
They know.
When they get to that low point, they can see through the bullshit. That's where they are kind of wise too, and that a little part of them is, even though they've gone to the dark side. But bottom line is, they come to us because at the end of the day, they see who's real and who's not.
Right.
And we are, but being empaths, we also have to take care of ourselves because our job is to take care of our energy and to look someone in the eye that's sad and depressed and say, and give them hope in their eyes again.
Yes.
You are the light. You're no less than me. You're going through a troubled time, and I feel for you and with you. But I have to take care of my energy too, and my highest self is saying, you can rise to your highest self. Any less, I'd be doing you a disservice.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. Yes.
I would be doing you a disservice if I treated you like you were less than me.
I'm going to tell you, I go on like, when I got to build my energy, I shut completely down. Like, no one and nothing can get through to me until I'm, like, completely isolated. And I'm doing that because I'm trying to bring my energy back.
Yes.
Right.
Into what's acceptable for society. Because I can't be in the world after I gave so much to it and for them to see me down, because I know the world is not going to pick me up.
That's
they're going to put their foot on my neck.
That's it. They're not too good. They're going to perpetuate it. They're going to tell you how bad their life is, too.
Yes.
They want to hang out with you then, with the misery loves company.
Yes.
We're not going to contribute to that.
Yes.
Can't. Light workers.
Light workers.
For sure.
Yes. It's amazing. You guys, so I want you guys to state your names and what you do and where you're from. And your purpose and everything. Because we just went in and everything. And that was a hell of an introduction. So I'm going to let you start. Go ahead, Meg.
Okay. My name is Megan Parma.
Okay.
and I am. Where do I start?
Yeah, yeah. There's so many things. Who am I? Right.
I'm a mom.
Okay, there we go.
I'm 33 years
old. Yeah, cutest kids.
I own the salon across the street.
Oh wow.
From where we're at right now.
Wow.
And
how long?
So we've been there for, it'll be 12 years in January. Wow. We've been in Beverly, which is in the south side of Chicago. And I own the salon with my sister. We have, since the time we opened till now, recreated ourselves over and over and over again. And through my experience in that, I've been able to meet a lot of amazing people, a lot of amazing things, which is how we connected.
Yeah,
which is pretty cool. But in doing so, I've also learned through my business and through the platform that I have to connect with so many different people on so many different levels that my impact on the world can be much greater than it is.
Yeah.
And through my own authentic commitment to my growth and this journey, I am lining up with everything I've ever dreamed of.
Yeah.
Both of you. This moment, yeah. This conversation, yeah. Where we're going, what we're doing.
Yeah.
All sorts of projects.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just want to see great things happen and want to be part of it.
Yeah. I think you're a big part of it. I think you like...
Huge
right now.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I'm happy to be in your presence as well.
You
know?
Thank you.
You know, it's not only you being a mom, but I think it's mutual because we need each other. I needed you to walk your path. And whatever was the hindrance in your life, I'm glad you got over that. Because if you didn't, we couldn't have this here today.
Me too.
So, you know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna let you go ahead and express. And yeah, we got to make our rounds. We got to surround. We got to let them know. Look, new music is starting. And tell us your name and where you're from and what you do and what's the purpose for you in this life.
Oh, God. Yes. Okay. I'm Stacey Lewansky. I have two kids, Nick and Cece. They are my spiritual teachers.
Mom.
My spiritual teacher. I'm a mother. Hello. Hello.
Two moms right there. This
it does deserve a round of applause. They're my spiritual teachers. I see every bit of my weaknesses within them when I'm being their parent, and I see my strengths through them as well. It's an amazing journey. They changed my life completely. So because of them, I chose a career. I am a director of a company called Stella & Dot, and I chose the career so I could stay home with them, and I have my own business at home. And I lead teams of women. I have 250 women all over the world.
Oh, wow.
And
that's big.
But it's not about the sales. It was always about the relationships and building people from within. But the way most businesses do things is they concentrate on the outer, the external, the goals, the money, the step one, two, three. And I just never coached like that. I always coached women. Well, they always told me their story. As soon as I sat down, I'd be like, okay, let's talk about Stella and Dad, and let's talk about sales. And they'd be like, yeah, my marriage isn't working out. I was like, oh my God, okay.
Wow.
You know what I mean? It would just be instant, tell me everything. And so I'm like, okay. So I had to be a different sort of coach where I'd have to like dig deep and figure out if this was even their right career path. I mean, I could care less. If it's not, please move on. It's fine. I love you as a human being. So I connect with people on a human-to-human level. So that was for 10 years. I'm still doing that.
Wow.
10 years nonstop. And then in the last couple of years, because of training so many women and having my children, I got involved with a few spiritual guides. I was raised Greek Orthodox. I went to a Catholic school my whole entire life through college. I took religion. I was very intrigued by God, but always questioned how could my religion be better than yours? I'm not down with that. I believe we're all the same God, actually. So through that path, I looked at a ton of women that were also leaders that were leading with ego, but they had heart. When they talked to me, I saw the heart. But when they talked to their team, it was ego, 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 ego. And I'm like, oh man, this is not going to work with women at all. Like, wow. we're not going to roll like that. They're too empath. They're too emotional.
Wow.
They don't roll like that. By nature, they don't have the masculine side. Or when they do have the masculine side, it's, I don't know, it's too much. You know what I mean? It's too off balance. So I observed the leaders, and the leaders I felt like were doing it wrong too. So I had to go within. What's this about? Am I jealous? Is something going on here? So a lot of introspection, found a spiritual guide, ended up saying declaring to the universe on a Facebook Live that I'm basically an intuit and all I want to do is help women. And I just declared it to the universe. I obeyed. It came to me and I obeyed. Quickly, quickly, quickly. The quicker I obey, God blows it up for me, for everybody. This is how it works. The quicker you obey, the faster you'll reap benefits that you never knew about that will leave you in awe and wonder every single time. Living proof. Can honestly tell you, with every bit of my cells in my body will tell you that when you release and you decide once and for all to go within. When you decide that enough's enough of the bullshit. How many more family members can come up to you and tell you X, Y, and Z that pisses you off? How many more times can you not pay your bills or have a fight with so-and-so? At the end of the day, you get to the point where you're like, this is not what life is.
Yeah.
So I declared it. Megan and I hooked up, the girl who owns a salon. She's with us right now. And she owns a salon across the street. So ended up working there and getting involved in that. And so that's how I became a part of that.
Wow. And then that's how we got
right there. And that's how
we met. Wow.
So it's like a puzzle.
And you're like the foundation to the whole. Like,
we connected. We knew each other and we didn't connect until I saw the video of her declaring to the universe who she is and what she's here to do.
And I said, her and I had an instant
Me too. I didn't come here to play small. I came here because what lights me up is knowing my understanding myself so I can figure out which way the world can use me best. Which way I could jump in and make the biggest splash. And not in a way that it's like trying to change anything, just to inspire people.
Yeah.
There's more than just this and that. There's more than just, like we were talking about earlier, there's more than go to school, get degree, get job, make money, get wife, get husband, baby, done. Like, that's not it.
Yeah.
That's not it. That's okay if it is your path. That's great. Yeah. It is some.
Yeah.
But make sure you take time to figure out why you exist.
Yeah.
Live. Why are you here?
Live.
Why are you here? You didn't come here to like shortchange or, you know, life is really just that way.
Yeah.
No, it's not. That's bullshit. People lied to you. People lied to me too. It's fine. It's over.
Yeah.
But do what you want. Short. We're all humans. We're here for a blink of an eye.
Yeah.
Stop judging. Take care of your own out here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's time to live. I feel like this is a tribal meeting right now.
Yes.
I feel like this is a tribal meeting of hardest. People living from their heart. People vibrating upward and in and out.
Mm-hmm.
People living out of the box for once. And then picking up that box and like, this is where I used to live.
Yeah.
This is who I was.
Yeah.
This is the 9-to-5. This is the go get the job.
That's the ego. That's the inner child. That's the trapped, unhealed box that we are conditioned to live in. And people think, and they t- attach to it. They attach their worth to it.
Yeah.
They attach their worth to their ego, and they think, no, no. And so when you try to have inspiring conversations, not everybody's going to take our message and fly.
Yeah.
No.
And that's okay. We got to remember that side too.
It's okay. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the practical.
It's a seed.
But I think what we want to do, and we here with Stace and Meg right now, just letting y'all know, you know, how you love radio. I think what we want to do is put together something practical for people to follow. Like, this is not just spiritual,
no.
mystical. This is actual practical.
No.
Yeah, this ain't the Twilight Zone.
This is Twilight Zone.
Actual practical, you can actually put this in your life and use it like anything else. You know?
It's not out of reach.
Right.
It's easy it's right to there. Understand.
It's right there.
We're all saying the same thing and we all are sitting at this table. What's going on, guys?
Yeah.
This is the proof.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the manifestation that happened tonight.
Yes.
It's what our heart desired. We followed it, met each other, and connected perfectly. Along
she told me, she was like, I'm going to call her. She's going to be here. Like, you was like, I'm going to be back. She left me the keys.
I said, this place, he said, this is a sanctuary.
Yes.
And it is. Only good dwells in this place.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
That's it. That's all that's welcome here.
And you know what? The way we move, we won't allow anything else but that.
Nope. No.
Like when she left me the keys, I knew what this was. Like I wouldn't even brought my stuff here. It doesn't leave my house.
You and know what did I say earlier? No one on God's green earth would have brought all this stuff and just showed up not knowing, are we doing something? Are we talking? Just showing up with all the stuff.
Yeah.
Listen, I was tired.
I didn't know you were coming.
I was tired, man.
Your cousin, Amy, and see,
Amy
she was tired. She canceled.
Which is totally fine.
When I saw my phone, she said cancel. I said it's on.
Yeah.
That's how I roll. That's just me.
Yeah.
It's in my sign. Aries in red on my wall. It says, we'll never give up and we'll always find a solution. That's in red. So it's just like.
I can tell that about you.
Uh-huh.
That's how
obvious and evident and precise.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Courage.
It is.
That's it. Being bold.
It is. Yep.
And I just knew, I'm like, well, Meg's probably here. So I'm like, I'll just pull up.
You did. I just saw you go.
I'm like, because I'm like, I had it in my mind that I had to come.
This wasn't planned, predetermined, had no clue you were coming. Randomly worked out. I was about to cancel. I went home trying to situate my son. Didn't think I was coming back.
Like, we beat the odds.
Didn't send the text. Beat the odds. Plans change. Here we are.
Wow.
Legit.
Wow.
And that's legit. That's all guidance from the inner world. If we didn't do the internal work to figure out who we are and who we're not, let go of who we're not,
I'd be on the couch right now.
Yeah.
We.
Like, this is a way, this is called sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Letting go something of a lower nature to gain something of a higher nature.
Bingo, 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 bingo.
It's how we show up.
Yes.
It's all about evidence. The showing up. How you show up.
Show up. Everywhere. Show up.
How do you want to feel? What kind of day do you want to have? Who do you want to meet? What kind of people do you want to be around? Who lights you up?
Yeah.
What lights you up?
You guys light me up.
Show up.
You guys
like that.
Me up.
Show up like you want that to happen. What were we talking about earlier with the salon, with business, with all these people who say, you build it for what it will be, not for what it is.
Yes.
You build it for what it will be.
Yes.
Hire the people.
No,
get the efficiency.
Yes.
Do not wait to go. We were talking about Costa Rica.
Yes.
Do not wait till you win the $2 million to go to Costa Rica. If you want to go to Costa Rica, find a way and go. Do the thing you want to do. And the idea, all the things you want will follow in result.
Yes. They will attract.
Will attract it.
You will
easily
pull.
You won't even have to do anything.
Become the signal of Costa Rica.
Yeah.
Send that out and that's what's gonna come back.
Yeah.
Become
and it might even be another thing that'll blow your mind. It might not even be Costa Rica, it might be an idea that blows your mind.
Yeah.
Or you know Costa Rica, you walk into the resort and you meet the love of your life.
There's limitless possibilities.
You don't know what's happening.
Yes.
You just keep showing up and life will continue to bless you.
Yes, yes, yes. I mean, to me, I'm in Costa Rica. Like, I'm from 104th Memorial. Like, on the other side of the bridge. The energy is totally different on that side. To when you cross the tracks at Julian, the vibration changes when you step into Beverly. And I can see the difference. I can see the frequency awareness. And I'm just challenged from both sides. And what I want to do is just bridge the gap and bring the awareness up on both sides.
Yes.
Let's do this.
Because that's what
bring it up on all sides.
Let's do it.
All
sides. Everywhere. Everywhere. Let's go.
Nothing.
All sides.
All sides.
That's what we need.
That's what we need.
Because we are the people that are going to change the world.
We are one.
We're not going to do it from here. We're going to do it from here.
That's right.
And then connecting it with this.
That's right.
And when these two become one, then you'll say to that mountain, move.
That's right.
And it shall be moved.
It will move.
You know.
We know this.
It's crazy.
We know this.
Man, how you love radio,
you can declare anytime you want.
This is crazy right now. This is crazy.
This is real.
Yes. This is real. And we are we had 36 minutes. Oh, we still got time. We still going.
Let's
this
go.
Is amazing.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go.
This is amazing.
I'm
ecstatic. I can't even believe, like, so I wanted to talk about that leverage, like what T.D. Jakes was saying.
Yeah.
He was talking about leverage. He said, I can take the people that you believe in or the people, your church or your neighborhood or your community or that relationship. And he said, if I stepped into it, he's like, the people that you say are no good, I can come in that situation and create the leverage.
Yes.
That can make all of those things good. So he said, don't make me come to your city and show you. And when I think about that, I'm like, that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to leverage.
Yeah.
Where I come from, it leverage the energy and what I have and see if we can create something better.
Yes.
That's what we have to do because Jesus multiplied the multitude, the story of the two fishes.
Yes.
You know, he gave thanks for what wasn't enough and made it more than enough.
Is that my phone?
No. What was that?
Is that channeling, dude?
That was crazy. What my phone at?
Is it your phone?
I don't know.
What was that? We have to rewind this later. What?
Right. That was just crazy, right?
What? Wait a minute. What?
Yeah, that was crazy. I tried to, but it was just, whoa.
Is it recorded?
Yeah, it's definitely recorded. So we can definitely play it back and be like, what the fuck?
Remember what minutes were on? Okay.
Yeah, that was like 38. So,
come on now, guys.
So
leverage.
Okay. So yeah, that just threw me way like, okay.
Trying to follow, couldn't.
Yeah. So with the leverage situation, he multiplied. He said, "I thank God for what wasn't enough, and it became more than enough."
Yeah.
And that's how I look at everything that we're doing. I think what we're doing is leveraging all our situations, not just like one idea, but every situation you gotta leverage. You gotta be like, should I complain about this, or should I thank God for the situation for teaching me something?
That's right.
To be grateful for something that I haven't been. Maybe I got something good, and I haven't been paying attention to that. True. But now that the situation is so bad, it makes me look at the situation I had and then give thanks for. And now I'm like, well, thank God. Like when I didn't have a car, you know, and when I had my other car like almost a year ago now. But when they took my car, I was like, thank God for the bike I got.
Yes.
And then when my bike, I had right here on 103rd, I got hit by like a little car or something at like 4 or 5 in the morning. And they hit my bike and messed my bike up. I got messed up too a little bit.
Oh my
but
God.
I was like, thank God for my legs.
That's right.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like my life and everything, I'm still here.
Oh my God.
You know, so it just makes you appreciate everything and every step. But I could have looked at each one of them situations as like, oh, my car is gone.
That's right.
I just got hit by a car.
Right. Mm-hmm.
My bike is destroyed.
Yes.
I'm back on foot.
Yeah.
Or I could do it the opposite of what and just be thankful for each situation.
Yeah.
I found the silver lining.
I'm alive.
And now I'm going back. Mm-hmm. Because I anchored myself, I was able to leverage each situation to find the good in it.
Well, it's like anytime you're in a low state, any like lower frequency whatsoever, first thing, someone calls and your friend calls and having a bad day, number one, gratitude.
Yes.
As soon as you get in a state of gratitude, your frequency immediately goes up.
Yes.
So it's the anchoring, or like what you always talk about, Stacey's always talking about the going neutral.
Yeah.
You can't
let go of the resistance so the wisdom can flow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Letting go. It's like you have a grasp on something and then you just let it go and then the wisdom comes. So when the situation arises, just like we were talking earlier about Buddhism, one of the practices of Buddhism is to not be attached to things.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Nam-myoho Renge Kyo.
Yes.
Yes. Not to be attached. And to be on time with everything. Like, this was a Nam-myoho Renge Kyo moment for us to be in alignment and everything just, what Buddhism is all about. They want everything on time, everything in alignment.
That's a focus of my life right now. Literally.
No,
that's all I want to focus on. Every detail aligned.
Yes. Alignment. That's what this is about.
This is synchronicity.
Yes.
This is being in sync.
Yes.
Right now in this moment, all people are. So wherever you're at, you're exactly in sync with where you're at.
And we're reading that vibration, and our heart is letting us know by the feeling we get.
That's right.
Whether we're in alignment or not.
Bingo.
And the feeling I'm getting is like, what do you want to call it? Euphoria or something?
It's very expansive.
Bliss.
Yeah, bliss. There we go. Bliss. It's expansive. Bliss. You got
limitless possibilities. So when you're going through a tough time, one thing that me and Megan have practiced for the last year and a half, tough time, you have to say, breakthrough's coming.
Yeah?
Breakthrough's coming.
So y'all hear that out there. I want y'all to know something. You're going through a tough time. Meg, Stace. They're going to let you know a breakthrough is coming.
100%.
It's already here.
It's on its way. It's on its way.
You just got to let go. Every
single.
And let the faith flow.
Every single time.
Let it flow.
Every time.
It works every time.
So speaking of that, I want you to say, like, to listeners and potential listeners, each one of y'all, like, what would you have to say to somebody out there that's, like, going through something and it's in the dumps, or it can't get right, or something that was right and it went totally left? Like, you guys been in those situations.
We all have.
So what would be your advice?
Always remember there's limitless possibilities for a solution. There's a million ways to get out of it. Don't just think, and make sure you become aware with the seed that we're planting right now in your heart. The seed that we're planting right now is always remember there's limitless possibility, and what your mind is going through right now, it's sick. And the healing won't come from the brain. The healing will come from the heart. So just take a good listen. And I'm speaking from the soul. Here it is. You have to remember there's limitless possibility to get you back into your heart and out of that robotic, patterned mind that's been abused or conditioned or thought to be less, or you feel worthless, or you feel like it's never going to work out, I'm never going to get ahead after this. Whatever you're feeling right now, remember there's limitless possibilities for a solution. Always let go of the rope. Let go of the rope. You're in a neutral state when you let go. And let the faith flow through you. The wisdom comes only in a non-resistant body. Let it go.
Let go. And that right there was from Stace.
Definitely let go. Definitely let go.
Jeez.
Everyone's route is different. But whatever is going non-stop in the mind that causes us to feel so bad, so dark, so lonely, so hopeless, so fuck this, so fuck everyone, so I don't know what else to do. Nothing seems to be working. You gotta let go of all of that. Delete all of it.
That's right.
Let go, let your mind be quiet, let your heart be still. Find any way to do that. Take a nap.
Yeah.
Another nap.
Yeah.
Do not give a rip what anyone thinks for one more second.
That's right.
Yeah.
Take care of yourself any way you know how from that point on, and keep practicing the better feeling thoughts. If you could go through 30 days, and if you fall off, start over. Go through 30 days of focusing on, does this feel good or does this feel bad? Okay, going this way. The way that feels good, keep choosing over and over. It's almost like you're putting yourself in a mental boot camp.
Yeah.
It's like a literal boot camp to retrain your brain to focus on the emotions you want to feel over and over and over and over again. And in 30 days, you'll have a new life.
Wow. Wow. She's giving
that didn't come from me. That didn't come from me.
Oh, my God.
That's from Abraham Hicks. But it's true. It's true. That's my own version of how I take that. And it's I think that there's some people that want to go back in their mind and replay over and over and over and over. And we all do to some degree. But the fact is, there's that way. It's available for you if you want to go through it, process it, unprocess it, let go what you need to let go of. But there's also a way that says, delete it, start here, and here's now.
Yeah.
And just in moving forward in a new direction.
Yeah.
It's not always that easy.
Yeah.
It's not that easy at all. I've had moments where I've never felt able to get out of it. But I know on the other side of that, if you know in the depths of your soul of what created you, that what's on the other side is bliss, better, bouncing off of as low as you could go that much higher.
Yeah.
Just hold on to that.
Yeah.
It'll be all good.
That's it right there. Like that right there, I think from both of you guys, you know, and then for her to say 30 days, 30 days. That's a challenge.
Commit to one.
That's
and
a hard
see how
challenge.
That feels.
Man.
Commit to one and see how that feels.
Each day, commit to that one until you get to 30.
You know how many 30-day processes I started?
Man.
Fell off.
And start over.
But it didn't matter because it benefited me no matter what, because I was going in the direction. The
building
thing is
muscle.
The longer you practice, the more momentum you have moving with you. And then you start lining up with people like this.
Yeah, right. I've been through so many starting and restarting, but it's like you say, that's how we got hit. And then it builds that muscle and
that's
that
right.
character to not only be here, but to appreciate being here.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
To be humble.
Yeah.
To be here. Because I know I'm all that and everything, but I also know I'm nothing at the same time.
Well,
you know? I know I'm both sides of it. And that's how I'm able to sit right in the center.
We're spiritual beings having a human experience.
Yes.
We're just having a human experience. This shit is not easy.
No.
For anyone.
No.
Is I've come to conclude every person, every age, gender, walk of life, no matter what, where they're from, his heartache, his trouble. In all different areas, we only have our own. And if you put it in a pile with 10 other people who could possibly have it much worse than you, you take it back in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
You take it back and you'd be like, I'll deal with this, figure it out, no big deal.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you get to see, and that's what we need to do. I think we need to be more appreciative and we need to be more understanding. My granny would always say, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, seek wisdom. But with all thy getting, get an understanding.
What did it say? What was that last part?
Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, seek wisdom. But with all thy getting, get an understanding.
Yes.
And so we need to understand each other. And that's gonna be the way that we can get over if we can get under. You know.
And people need to start taking responsibility for the way they feel.
Yeah.
I don't care how harsh that sounds. We gotta start no more blaming anyone else.
Yeah.
No more looking outside of ourselves for things to fill us up. The relationships, they don't fill you up.
Yeah.
They don't. If you aren't full, the relationship, the money, the house, the success, the big circle of friends, the vacations, the whatever it is.
Yeah.
So people need to start filling their own cup, and that's an individual responsibility that collectively will be profound.
Or noticing their cup is already full.
That's right.
You know, they're not noticing that they got a full cup. They're not noticing it. And if it's empty, it's because it had to be cleansed for the pureness to fill back up again.
Yes.
You know, and so it's always how you look at it. Perception is the name of the game. How you perceive life. As a man think of in his heart, so is he.
That's right, huh?
And that's what we're doing. We hardest. We thinking in our heart. We envision it. And then we live out from that experience.
Talk about the age of the Aquarius. How we're moving into that.
I feel like in the age of the Aquarius, since 2012, we've been in that time. You guys know about the Mayans, and you know, and they weren't the only civilization that got that time. But in 2012, since then, we in 2018, 6 years into it, everything is through the air. If you notice, like, the headphones are wireless, your phones is wireless, wireless charging, the frequencies of Wi-Fi. We're moving into 5G, which is, you know, and that's a whole nother ball game, but we're moving into 5D. We already in 5D dimension, you know. So all this in the time of the Aquarius, you know.
Sure. I think what we're doing right now, talking about this, being here, being in a space that's a co-creative space meant for people and ideas and creators and co-creators to align.
Yeah.
We're in this space right now.
Yeah.
We are, everything's lining up, and it's not because we had any intention of meeting here and doing this. It's because on a bigger scale, we're all on the same frequency with this great intention inside of us to speak up, to let people know it's gonna be okay, that we're all human.
Yes.
We're in this together.
Yes.
There's like a few two millimeter shifts. Tony Robbins talks about the 2 millimeter shifts that could take place to make this whole thing, the whole world, on a better level.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. But that two millimeter shift, I feel like that takes long, but it's okay. Like, because we always supposed to connect, but it just seemed like, I always felt like it was like that to me. But look how long it took for that to just finally get to that point. And I was just like, man.
But that's just timing and alignment. The 2 millimeter shift might not have been in anything with us. It's our own 2 millimeter shifts that needed to take place in the meantime.
Oof.
2 millimeter shifts with this, with me.
This is automatic.
Your 2 millimeter shifts were going on, and your 2 millimeter.
Yeah.
So now everyone did their 2 millimeter shifts, and here we are.
Yeah.
Well, we're local. If we, and this is our resources right now.
Yeah.
When I have more resources,
Ooh.
I might be on a helicopter to Fiji.
Woo.
Going to get my vibration.
Taking it.
Yes. Yes.
My frequency might be over there.
Yes. Yes.
But
yes.
Right now, this is our means. It's our local.
This is it.
So
we're leveraging.
Yeah.
We're leveraging our vibration.
Local. We're leveraging local.
Leveraging local. Hashtag leveraging local.
Juice bar.
Yes. Leveraging local right now. We're just leveraging our local areas. Mm-hmm. And that's the name of the game right now. I mean, you just hit it on the head.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's what I'm doing. I'm taking from in my area. Like, I'm the biggest thing in my area.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you guys are not getting the worst. You guys are getting the best. All
right.
And where I'm from,
we know that.
I'm the best.
We know that.
And that's that me hitting
You're
my
the best
home.
Everywhere.
That's just happening.
Yes. As long as I represent my granny and my mom and my dad, honor your mother and father, your days to be long. I have to, as long as I'm honoring and respecting and honing my craft and doing it with care, you know, I feel like I'm the best version of myself.
Best version of yourself. It's all we can be.
And that's what I want to give you guys. My full intention was to come here and like just give my best and be my best. Well, not even that. Is that I feel like I could be my best. Mm-hmm. You know, where I'm from, being my best, I always had to dim my light.
Yeah, us too. Oh, us too, honey.
Whole lives. We talk about this all the time. You don't realize.
Dim.
Man, you don't even. That's
you don't
it.
Even realize.
Until you need help.
Ever?
Real help. And nobody's. And you like, whoa, what did I just.
Yeah.
You know you did it.
Yeah.
The thing about us is we know we did it to ourselves.
That's right.
But we don't realize it until it's done.
That's right.
And we like, fuck, how did I get right here?
But you know, why do you think people dim their lights?
It's because they're not ready to see it. They're not ready to see. It's too bright for them.
It's too bright. That's it. It's not the darkness we're afraid of. It's the light.
Yeah, it's the light.
Well, it's like they talk about these crabs in a bucket, and they say that one of them always inevitably climbs up to try to get out because they see the light.
Yeah.
And the other crabs try to pull it down.
Yeah.
And so when we dim our light, we stay with the status quo. We decide that we don't want to ruffle any feathers. Yep. We're not going to expand. I'm going to stay small. And then seeds get planted, and you realize through stories, but now through social media, I think we're going to impact a lot of more people.
Oh, man.
A lot more potential to plant seeds in people that aren't really having a rough time and are in bad circumstances. Hopefully, they'll have the opportunity to hear these seeds that are planted and hear another voice, another way of doing it.
Yeah.
And decide that evolution is here for the taking. Mm-hmm. It's ready. Yes. You deserve it. Yes, you are worthy. You know what I mean? And I firmly live like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it shows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see it day one. We're coming up on the last 2.5 minutes, and this has just been phenomenal. So
this is fun. Thank you so much for showing up in our lives. Yeah. Really, you did an outstanding job with all the events that you helped us out with, and did the photography that was 4D next level, gorgeous, and with the projector, this equipment, the way you conduct yourselves, your dedication, your perseverance,
how you show up.
You show up every single time. That's what we applaud, and that's all we want to surround ourselves with. Wow. Especially at night.
I'm tired, but yes.
Wow. I appreciate you guys for saying that. You know, I just thank my mom and my dad and my grannies and for them being in my corner so I can do this and it be appreciated and shine my light.
Yeah.
I found a place where
their prayers worked.
It did.
They probably prayed for you.
Wow. This is a place where I can shine my light. You guys allow me to shine. I appreciate that.
We
can
no
shine together.
Way. No other way.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say, man. This is unbelievable. My granny said, I hope you find your goal. See, it's out there, but it's laid up for you to get it. And I feel like this is it. This is me finding my goal, finding my peace, my serenity to be with you guys. Thank
you're
you.
Too sweet. You're so sweet.
This is what we wanted too.
Yeah, we wanted to see.
This is exactly what we wanted.
That's it.
This is all we want to do is open our mouths and let people hear us.
Yes.
Align with people who
but
are coming
from ego,
their heart.
Not from ego. We got to go. We got 20 seconds. Not for me.
We got 30 seconds.
We'll do this again.
We got 30
seconds. We'll do this again.
It's all from our heart.
Yes.
We love
heart.
We love heart.
Yes. I love you guys. I love you.
I love you.
Man, all you love. This is All You Love Radio. Hardest. We the people. We got 15 seconds on him.
Oh, I love everybody. I'm wishing everybody so much love.
We are the people.
Yeah, we are the people.
We gotta hear what that ghost was.